Item two, page two, agenda items.
Commission members, today we have what we refer to as page two items on the agenda today. These are projects over $500,000 in project costs. They've been subjected to a public interest review, and staff is recommending approval of these projects. But because of their project costs, they require commission authorization rather than staff approval. And I'll read each item for the record. Item 2A, Metro Fiber Networks Incorporated, is requesting authorization to install a new submerged fiber optic cable by a directional bore and jet plow method beneath 4,115 linear feet of the York River between Yorktown and Gloucester Point, approximately 1,000 feet upstream of the Coleman Bridge. And this will provide additional connectivity to the VIMS campus and Gloucester Point residents in Gloucester County. In this case, we're recommending approval with a royalty of $12,345 for the encroachment of the line beneath 4,115 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2B, Loudoun Water, is requesting authorization to modify a previously authorized permit for a water intake and associated infrastructure to include boring 15 linear feet, a minimum of 6 feet, below Sicklin Creek for 2 8-inch electrical conduits and 1 4-inch communication conduit as part of the Potomac River Water Supply Project in Loudoun County. Item 2C, PER Properties, is requesting authorization to modify a previously approved project to create 26,136 square feet of oyster reef next to an existing reef located north of the Jordan Bridge along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. In this case, the reef expansion is proposed as part of PER's mitigation plan resulting from impacts associated with the construction of a grain terminal adjacent to their property at 3991 Elm Avenue along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. Item 2D, Roanoke Engineering Department, request authorization to rehabilitate the existing 9th Street Bridge to include replacement of the existing superstructure with a 40-foot, 10-inch wide bridge deck across approximately 80 feet of the Roanoke River in the city of Roanoke. In this case, no actual in-stream work is required, but we are recommending approval contingent upon the acceptance of a memorandum of understanding between the Department of Historic Resources and the permittee, Roanoke Engineering Department. And finally, item 2E, Cavalier Golf and Yacht Club, is requesting authorization to remove and replace the existing north and east fixed pier facilities. This includes slips and associated mooring pilings. Replace that with floating docks and new mooring pilings to install a 10-foot by 150-foot floating attenuator pier, install an 8-foot by 60-foot paddleboard dock, a 5-foot by 10-foot gas dock extension, add an 8-foot by 50-foot extension to the westernmost floating dock, all adjacent to the private marina located at 1052 Cardinal Road in the Bird Neck Point subdivision situated along Little Neck Creek in Virginia Beach. In this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty of $28,984.50 for the total encroachment over 19,323 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson on any of these items? Any public comment on items 2A through 2E? Okay, thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve.
We have a motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Beck. Any objection to the motion? Items 2A, hearing none, items 2A through 2E are approved.